Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Make them say,
back on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We talked a lot of Matthew Stafford, a lot of Aaron Rodgers, a lot of Giants quarterback situation in general to start the show. We had Coach Pitino on. We've done some Yankees as well. Check it out on the free Odyssey app. I do think, BT, in general, there is an overreaction to spring training. I don't know how much of this you did last week. I saw a little bit following along with things. And look, the results of spring training, by the way, that was the first thing I saw when I got off the plane.
Was?
The Soto home run. We got off the plane and in the car, and I'm looking at social media, and I see Soto's first at bat. Like, what'd you think was going to happen?
Little Oppo.
Guy's a beast. I've never been as excited for a spring training home run in my entire life
I hear you.
For that. But I do think there's an overreaction to either underperforming. Let me tell you a couple of things that I saw that bothered me when I was gone.
Go ahead.
Two in particular. Number one, Dom Smith.
Oh, God almighty. Yeah. I refuse to mention his name.
Okay. Thank you, right? Like, that's number one. Number two, Brett Beatty. So the other thing is Brett Beatty. Oh, he's having a big spring. Yeah, that's great. Like, he's had good springs before. First of all, it isn't even a good spring. It's a good week or 2 weeks. Like, it's not a good spring. So, well, Dom Smith. Can Dom Smith be the Yankee? Like, Dom Smith stinks. He stinks. And I go as far as to say Brett Beatty stinks, but I'm going to hold off on that because I said Mark Vientos stinks a year ago. And he turned out to be a superstar. So I don't want to get, maybe I should say it in jinx the other way. Like, maybe they could be serviceable, but but based on what? I'm not going to go off of a couple of weeks of spring. So those are just two examples of where I think people overreact to the results of spring versus what means more in spring. Injury is a different story, but the results of spring mean nothing.
I'm generally with you here. I don't know if I think Dom Smith stinks quite as much as you do. I think he stinks. I think you think he flat out sucks. I don't really want him anywhere too near the Yankee lineup. I think that it is easy to overreact, and foolishly, this is where I'm with you. Like, take Butch Husky. Wow, Butch Husky at 417 this spring with seven bombs. Yeah, I mean, a bunch of them came in the first week when pitchers are just stretching out their arms and they're throwing fastballs with no curves. So I don't really overreact to the numbers. I agree with that. I think when you look at a young kid, especially like a shortstop or a catcher, a position of urgency and real defensive importance. I want to see, do they look the part? Like early on, it looked like Volpe was going to be an asset defensively at shortstop, and that's right. Proven accurately. What I do react to is areas of concern, a thin pitching staff, injuries, an uneven or imbalanced batting, like lineup lefty righties or just not enough depth. The Yankees don't have a lot of righties. So yeah, the stats mean nothing to me. It's more how they look. But there are areas of concern that I don't think necessarily Yankee fans from a few things and maybe even Met fans from a pitching depth perception, I think those are fairly accurate right now for both of those teams.
For me, the number one thing that would bother me or would concern me from a Mets perspective is Sean Manaea. Like, that's one of the more valuable pieces that the team has. So to have him down is alarming. But I'm not going to go nuts about Tidwell or Sproat just because of their numbers in spring training. I do think that those guys are going to have a positive impact. You can't be, the same way we talk about the Yankees being thin with their lineup or depth going in and then getting hit by injury, the Mets were thin in the rotation, not as far as numbers, but as far as quality arms. And the one guy that you could rely on or that you're counting on to be the ace, Manaea, he goes down. Now you're screwed if Tidwell or Sproat don't come up and have some kind of positive impact, which they might. But if they don't, I don't know how. Like, Manaea is the one player the Mets can't really be without. You can make a case they can lose Soto, knock on wood, but for an extended period of time, or Lindor or Alonso, because they have each other to offset that for an extended.
I know what you're saying.
Not for the whole season or for several months, but for a month, for a few weeks, they can live without a bat. You could overcome that. They cannot live without Sean Manaea for an extended period.
Now, the irony here is that those names you mentioned, like if. Not to even really just veer into this and make this the staple of the conversation, but I'm just reacting to what you said. Like, you don't want to lose Soto. I think their most indispensable player is Lindor because of the position that he plays.
Right.
Anyway,
who would you put number two? Because that's why I bring up Manaea. I feel like Manaea, I mean, if you're talking about just players versus pitchers.
I would say that it's Lindor and maybe Manaea.
Diaz, would you put him in
less,
there?
A little less. I think you can kind of piece that together.
Obviously, Soto's a major part, but like...
Yeah, he's a stud. He's going to do damage. But I think the Mets this year, just to kind of get away from that, because I do think it would probably be Lindor and or Manaea. And listen, Soto's on any list of importance,
if you just take the pitchers, the pitching staff, Manaea's got to
The pitchers, it's absolutely Sean Manaea. There's no question about it, dude. I think the Mets are going to have to win early, and... The good news is I think they're fairly equipped to do this. They're going to have to win some 7-6, 6-5 games. They're going to have to put up some offense to kind of work around this lack of depth in the rotation until Sean Manaea gets back.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Yeah, and we'll get back to the calls here on the Dominguez stuff. The one thing about Dominguez, if it were isolated with, and this is just in part to tie in the talking about spring training sometimes being overrated outside the injury stuff, if it were in isolation, a player making a couple of errors or mistakes, wouldn't even think about it.
Me neither.
But because of what Dominguez looked like last year.
I'm with you.
That's why it's a problem. So it's not just about spring training, what he's doing. It's about what he did a year ago and then doing the same stuff again in spring training. I'm not sure how an organization, like Dominguez wasn't playing winter ball or anything. Like,
well, that's where I was going. Like, and again, it was a small sample, but it was so substandard based on how professionals look. That you knew it was a point of emphasis for Dominguez's offseason. I know he didn't show up the first day of camp, and hey, I'm in Tampa. Yeah. Like, I know he was down to, like, he's been working a little bit on his outfield play, and this is what it looks like.
Yeah, that's the point. That's why it's concerning. All right, Pat on Long Island. What's up, Pat?
Patty?
Yeah, I just wanted to fire off two quick things, one on the Yankees, one on the Mets. BT, I heard you guys debating a few weeks ago. You were defending Rodon. I just want to side completely with Sal here. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this guy in spring training?
Rodon, you said stinks. Spring training meaning numbers mean nothing.
Right, even I would agree with that.
I don't know. I think you can find hidden gems in spring training. But also, my other point in the Yankees, this guy Goldschmidt, Paul Goldschmidt, used to be a stud. He's getting a lot of hype. He just put up the lowest OPS batting average and WAR of his career.
Mm-hmm.
This could be Rizzo 2.0.
He's better than Rizzo. He's more durable. He's better. But he's not a star. He's not a star anymore.
He's not
a
star.
I agree.
I just had one quick thing on the Mets. Sal, I'm with you. We've seen this Brett Beatty experiment. But I think this time around, look, I'm not saying he's going to be good or anything, but there's definitely less pressure on him now because you got Soto in the lineup. You got Lindor coming off this great season. Beatty isn't going to be relied on to be some stud. He can be a back-of-the-lineup guy while these guys like Soto, Lindor, Pete, Vientos are doing their thing at the front.
It's an excellent
point. So less pressure on him could be massive.
Absolutely, Pat, and thank you for the call. It's an excellent point where the Mets are doing it the way the Yankees used to, where you could kind of just slide a guy in without the spotlight being on him. Whereas the Mets, a couple years ago, even recently as last year, what's this guy going to do? What's that young guy going to do? Now it doesn't really matter. Beatty's insignificant. Beatty could come up, play at second base every day. It's not going to happen. But he could play at second base every day, hit .180, and the Mets are still going to win games. He's irrelevant. He could help, sure. But if he's hurting them, they're going to move on and bring up Acuna or have McNeil play there, whatever it may be.
Didn't Acuna get hit with a pitch?
Yeah, I thought I read yesterday, though, he was back in there and he was okay.
He was jumping around like he was...
There was something else that he said there. By the way, if you're going to make an argument against Carlos Rodon, why use spring training numbers when you could just use the last two seasons if you want to? I know he had some good moments last year, but I'm with BT on that one. I don't care what he's doing in the spring. I care what he does in the regular season, and there's enough there to not trust Carlos Rodon based on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not booking Carlos Rodon top five in the American League Cy Young. He's not that kind of guy. He's, some of his outings last year, the bad ones were pretty bad, but there weren't many of them. Like, he took the ball every fifth day, and he gave his team a chance to win. Now, I wish he was a little bit better. I thought he'd be a little bit better, a little more dominant, I think, to be very more specific. But in totality, the strikeouts, the ability to take the baseball, and I don't really look at wins here because that's an antiquated number there or statistic. But, yeah, if he was like 10% better, he'd be everything that I think that they probably just about everything they paid for, but he's not. But then we get lost in the crosshairs of and the minutiae of, because we want to have our opinions, and generally the opinions could be somewhere in between, but we just move on. It's like, do I think that Carlos Rodon is terrific? No. Do I think he's a scrub? No. Do I think he's a little bit better than not? I do, but not everybody agrees.
Right.
But I feel like when he takes the mound, all right, they got a chance to win, but when he unravels quick. That's what bothers me about it.
Yeah, which is what I can't stand about it, and I can't stand inconsistency. That's with everything. So you got to be consistent for me. I'd rather have a consistent number four, number five starter than a guy like Rodon who has the potential and has pitched like a number one, like an ace, but also has pitched like a number five or six, or looks like a guy who shouldn't be in the big league. So,
but with Heel, he is the four or five. If he's four, think about it, he might even be five.
Well, that's why he's now relevant to the conversation again with Carlos Rodon, because we don't know what's up with Heel, when is Schmidt coming back, all these different things. What is the latest with
Schmidt? Schmidt's fine.
What's the latest?
He's fine. You're talking about the back, Clark Schmidt?
Yeah.
He's all right.
Well, I thought that there was an issue in the beginning of spring.
No, he's fine. I'm not too worried about Clark Schmidt.
He hasn't pitched yet.
I think he got out there. I think Clark Schmidt got out there. Hold on.
He's got a cranky back.
Has he pitched yet?
That was the first day that they described cranky. Is it still cranky?
On Friday, it was still cranky. I don't know if he got back on the mound.
I thought there was still... I am not... Again, I was away last week, so I didn't follow that up, but I assume that he was... I know Stroman has pitched. Max Fried making his Yankee debut tonight, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
Fried's definitely going tonight for the first time. Yeah. Yeah, I have a little back issue here. He resumed pitching, expected to return to the lineup next week. This was a couple of hours ago. So, obviously he's doing a side sessions. And I, in terms of an alarm, like being alarmed for opening day, that never opened my mindset. And
we don't have an update on Heel, right, as of today?
No, we've got to get those results. I'm definitely a little worried.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, at least Schmidt, and again, he's been a guy who's been banged up a little bit here or there.
Last year got hurt.
Okay, we'll see what happens with him. But point is, if the Yankees have any issues with that rotation, like Heel being down for a while, now that's more emphasis on Carlos Rodon to be a more integral factor. All right, we'll finish up on the phones when we come back. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1010. 1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.